In the prayer entitled Baruch Hashem La'olam Amen Ve'Amen, we say Amen Ve'Amen. We say the double Lashon. We don't just say Amen. And what is this double Lashon of Amen Ve'Amen? What does this double term mean? What does it connote? According to the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis, Amen can actually have three meanings. The first, to take upon oneself the obligations that were foisted upon you by a vow, by neder, a shvua uttered by someone else. Someone makes a shvua and you say amen, that means you're going to take upon that vow as well. The second is a explanation of amen is to confirm the truth of a particular statement. Someone makes a statement, you say amen, I agree with it. And the third is to pray for the fulfillment of a hope expressed in a statement, more like sheyam nu hadvarim, that in the future it will be true. I hope this comes true. Therefore, when we say Amen ve'Amen, what we're really saying is, we're saying, this is Rabbi Monk in his book, World of Prayer, writes that when we say Amen ve'Amen, he's saying that we don't only say that the statement is true, but we want to make sure that it comes true. In other words, Amen ve'Amen takes on all definitions of Amen, that it's true, I hope it will become true, and I will act so that it will become true. When we say Baruch Hashem Olam Amen V'Amen and Baruch Hashem Kavod Olam V'Yilmei Chavod Os Kol Haaretz Amen V'Amen, we just finished reciting the end of the Prakim of Tehillim, the last few Prakim of Tehillim, where we praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We yearn for the day when everyone praises Hashem. V'Yilmei Chavod Os Kol Haaretz, God's glory will fill the entire land. Amen v'amen. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eternal and He is our only source of blessing. He is our King. We want everyone to believe that, and we will do what we can to ensure that that happens. And that is reflected in the language of Amen v'amen. It's true. I want it to become more true, that everyone will believe in it. And I will do what I can to make sure that it happens.